Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Danny Kennedy, and I'm here to help you become the very best version of yourself. What is up, guys? Welcome to this very short and sharp episode of the Fitness and Lifestyle Podcast. I genuinely hope that this episode today lights a fire inside of you and motivates you to chase after whatever it is that you want, because you are capable of so much more than what you think you are. And all it requires is you to take the next step, to start taking action, and to genuinely believe that what you desire or your intention that you've set for yourself or the goal that you've set for yourself is possible. And it's time for you to really focus in on the what. So what is it that you actually want? And to detach yourself from the when, it's going to happen, and trying to force outcomes and whatnot. But it all starts with genuinely believing deep down that it is possible for you. Now, what I want to talk about just quickly, I got asked on a podcast last week. I was doing a guest episode, and someone asked me around, how do I consistently take action on the things that I am working towards? Right, how do I make fast decisions? How am I so consistent with content or with work or with chasing after whatever my goal is? And the answer to me was quite simple, right? Years ago, when I got asked on a different show around how I, you know, ignore the fear of failure or ignore the fear of rejection or, you know, people's opinions and whatnot, I started to really think about how I make these decisions. And here's the conclusion I came to, right? So many people don't chase after what it is that they want because they are so scared of failing. They're scared of other people's opinions. They're scared of what people will say if they do fail. But what you have to understand is that if you're not chasing after your goal right now due to that fear of failure or rejection, you are already in a position right now that you would be in even if you did fail, or even if you did get rejected, or even if things didn't work out. All right, so I'll use a podcast for example. If I'm super anxious about starting a podcast, which, you know, I've had so many people reach out to me asking me for advice on how to get over that fear, even posting content and whatnot as well. And people have this desire to share something with the world, but they're so worried about what other people will think or whether if it doesn't work and whatnot. So if I don't start a podcast due to that fear of failure or rejection, and I'm worried about people not listening, or I'm worried about people not seeing the show, or the quality not being as good, or whatever it may be, then that outcome that I am so scared of is already a reality right now. Because if I'm worried about starting a podcast and it failing and no one listening, well, I'm already in that position now if I haven't even started it in the first place. All right. And people often act like they don't really care about stuff, right? They set these goals, but they don't have any emotional attachment to it, or they haven't really made a convicted decision to actually go after it. And we kind of act as if this goal doesn't really matter, or we don't care about it that much. But deep down, what is really happening is we act like we don't care because we are so scared of what would happen if we do really put in that time and effort and we do get attached to this goal that we have and it doesn't work out. And that's why we don't go all in with these things, these intentions or these dream outcomes or these goals that we should be setting for ourselves, is because we're so scared of failing or scared of people's opinions if we do fail. And like, let's be honest, that's a pretty fucking shit way to live your life. All right. So when it comes to making decisions as well, I think often people, you know, always say, you know, I'll wait to do X, Y, and Z until the right time. All right. Or I've got this goal that I want to work towards, but I'm going to start it in a month's time or week's time. And I always make these episodes usually around November each year, where I talk to people about if you have a very clear idea of what your goal is, and you're saying that it's going to be a New Year's resolution, but you know exactly what you want to do in November and you're waiting until January 1st to start, my question to you is why? Like, why the fuck would we wait to do something that we know we want right now? All right, and whether that's fear of making the wrong choice, again, whether it's fear of failure or rejection, if it's a worry about whether or not it's the right decision, put it this way, the quicker we make decisions, the quicker we either see success or we take away a lesson if it's the wrong decision, all right? So I have really gotten the habit of making decisions fast. Now, if I make a decision and it turns out to be the wrong one, it's a bit of a win-win, right? Because I've continued to move fast. I've now taken a lesson from, you know, either making a mistake or having a setback or whatever, but I also now have a very clear indication of what the right decision was. And I can use those lessons to help other people as well, but for myself to understand what that right choice should have been. And, you know, we adapt, we make some changes and we keep moving forward because speed is exceptionally important. Okay, just continuing to move, continuing to take action on what it is that we want and adjusting along the way, adapting when we have setbacks or make mistakes or we take lessons away from things that don't work out and we keep moving forward. Because I used this analogy the other day around waiting to start something that could be started today. People have, you know, whether it's starting a new career, whether it's trying to get in shape, whether it's starting a new business or whatever people's aspirations are that they put off. Think of it this way. If I know exactly what it is that I want to do, but I'm waiting to do it at some stage down the track or waiting for the right time, which you might have heard me say before, and this saying gets thrown around a lot, but if you feel ready to do something, then you've probably waited too long. Okay, so the speed of implementation is extremely important. And the analogy that I've been using lately is that imagine going on a holiday to your dream location or your dream destination, right? And when you get there, you decide to just sit in your room, so sit in your hotel room or whatever it is, every single day until the very last day of your trip. And that's when you leave your hotel and you go and do all the things that you wanted to do that whole time, all the things you've been dreaming of doing your whole life, and you wait until the last day to go and do them. No one's going to do that shit, right? Yet people do basically the same thing when it comes to just life and goals that they've set for themselves, but they continue to put off. Now, as drastic and dramatic as this may seem, we are literally all ticking time bombs. Every single one of us is a ticking time bomb. Each second, each day is just, you know, every day is one less day that we have left here. And again, it sounds really dramatic, but it's true. When you think about it, it's a countdown for how much longer we've got left here. So when you put things into perspective, you start to realize that why the fuck would I wait to go and chase after something that I genuinely want? And how am I going to place the opinions of others or a fear of, you know, it's my own ego that I'm worried about if I'm fearing failure or rejection or setbacks or whatever. But why would I continue to put that off when I'm the only one who can make the decision to take action and start moving towards those goals today? And, you know, I really just encourage you, if you're listening to this short episode, if there is something that you have been putting off, if there is something that you want to do in your life, again, could be a business, could be starting a podcast, could be a relationship, could be, you know, getting in the best shape of your life, whatever it may be, stop waiting. Stop fucking waiting for the right time, because it will never be the right time. And the sooner you take action on that goal of yours, the sooner you start to either see success and continue to move forward and build momentum, or at the same time, even if it doesn't work out, we get lessons that we can take away from this, and then we can adapt and we can continue to grow and we can continue to expand our own consciousness and awareness to the point where we realize that seeing massive changes in our life or seeing abundance really comes down to one very simple thing, and that is having genuine belief in yourself that it is possible and starting to take action daily. So small action daily, you know, small efforts done exceptionally well on a daily basis lead to significant results. Those small efforts compound over time, and again, I just want you to understand that you are all so much more capable, or capable of so much more than what you have given yourself credit for. And often it just comes down to making that convicted decision in what it is that you want and then starting to go after it. So I did mention this would be a short one. That is it. I want to wrap that episode up right here. And again, I hope you take some, I don't even know if I want to say inspiration or motivation, but I hope this really just lights a fire inside of you and allows you to take that first step and have that genuine belief in yourself. And most importantly, to stop putting off something that you genuinely desire or want and start taking action on it today.